Yeah, they keep them and they get together and they'll nip those hogs and scrape them and they'll divide up and it just look like it's Santa Claus coming when it's hog killing time, you know? Mm-hmm. And
That's another thing I'd like to hear about, if any recollections you have of that, the whole business.
Of course, mine goes so far back that I told you about the hill out there, how it changed shape. But I remember as a kid living in Duck Hill, when they'd kill hogs and they would make hominy, a grit, you know, and that real hominy, take the corn and swelled and that lye and make soap out of the lard and that. Do you remember anything like that?
No, I don't.
But we...
I've heard and read, you know, but reading about it is never quite as satisfactory as actually hearing somebody who went...
Well, now, that's a long time ago when they did that, but when I was a kid, they did all that.
Wood ashes.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a huge smokehouse, and you'd hang that meat up in there smoking, and we would eat the best all year from then on, you know.
You remember what the different meats that you use from the hog, what you call them?
I remember just the bacon and ham. I remember eating that good red-eyed gravy, though, you know, from a ham we had, bacon and eggs.
Did you make sausage yourself?
Yes. They have a casing, and they would be... I don't know what they got the casing out of. I couldn't tell you. I don't remember. I just remember they'd loop it. They'd sew a yard long, you know, and they'd loop it in the rafters in the smokehouse.
That wouldn't be the
it was
the intestines, would it?
That might have been. Uh-huh. I don't know where they got that. I just, you know, wouldn't remember. Mm-hmm. I just remember the length of it.
Do you ever use chitlins?
Chitlins, it wasn't... Yes, I grew up with chitlins, and personally, I didn't. Mm-hmm. We've always been around and have men have chitlin suppers and things like that, but
that
kind of like that. The Scotch is haggis, I believe.
Yes, I think I feel the same way.
I
suppose you used that then for the sausage.
Yes.
Did you remember using anything from the lungs and the heart and the liver and things like that? There are two words I've heard, haslet or hashlet. And apparently that meant boiling everything, the lungs and the heart, everything, all the organs, you know.
No, I don't. I remember talking about the mountain oysters and eating those, you know what I'm speaking of.
No, sure I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. His testicles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, mountain oysters.
Uh-huh.
I've always heard them called.
Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a new one.
They The men would always bet on eating them. I don't know. Maybe they did, but I've heard of all my life. I never did.
Any of those expressions that come to your mind, I really appreciate.
Those
things are passed on through conversation, you know, not through books. And that's the sort of thing we're trying to learn about. What you call bacon today, what did you call it when you were...
Well, that's the only thing I ever remember calling it.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Is Midland sound familiar?